actually, it's very musical, you know, that's a working song. But a lot of these songs are about immigration, pining for Ireland, wanting to be home again, or war, people going off into war, may never see Johnny again, who's gone to war, that kind of, you know. And I suppose you're looking at songs from maybe the 1800s even. You know, when you go, it's very, sometimes it's hard to research songs, because when you put it in the internet, it doesn't really look up anything, you know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't search anything, you don't know what is fact, you know. Like, I don't know, I know the dating of some of these songs, but not all of them. And a lot of them would have been passed by just song. So, word of mouth, kind of just songs in houses, and then they were eventually written down. So they may have changed over time as well, you know. Okay. But you could be looking at a few hundreds of years old, some of the songs. I wouldn't think Who Will Wear the Breeches is too old, to be quite honest. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a funny song, you know, and it's...
It's a real pop song.
It's a pop song, isn't it? I think it's the last century just.
To get their attention.
Yeah, it's only a bit of crackery.
Yeah.
Will we sing it again?
I'll leave it first, because I think it might...
Oh, yeah, no. So I think if you want to, you know where you feel...
I do, yeah.
Even to put a few little dots, like, oh, that's two notes.
Oh. Almost like a plain chant.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Rune.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, farewell, Ireland, a long farewell. My bitter anguish no tongue can tell, for I must sail o'er the ocean wide from my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side. How proud was I of my girl so tall, envied bold by young and old, when I took Eileen as my fond young bride to my cottage home by Loch Sheelan's side. I think it's very important as well to make the song your own. And you were saying, I feel like I'm making it my own, and that's a great thing. You know, do you know, like,
I put my own
all these little grace notes and all, it can be dropped in the second verse wherever you put them in the first verse. Things can be altered small, you know.
A lady taught us, Eileen McMahon, out in Crushenhounie there once, and I couldn't pick up her ear.
Yes.
But put my own.
Put your own ear too.
More different stamp completely.
Yes.
It's a beautiful song now.
Yeah.
And she was absolutely stunned.
Yes.
I couldn't pick up hers the way she had it.
And that's what
But I was able to interpret it into my own style with.
I think some people want that gift to actually make it their own. They just end up copying.
I've heard that on television, because a lot of the youngsters coming up, they copy, and they don't make it any different.
No,
you have to make it different.
And like even just in the second verse, like, you know, you're singing that same, for my cottage, it's the same, nearly the same word, it's the same words in the first and second, you know. And
yes.
For my cottage home, by Loch Sheelan's side.
Yeah.
And then you could change it to, by Loch Sheelan's side.
Oh, yes, yes.
You could change it around, you know, or you could put in ornamentation and omit it then in certain, in the opposite place. In
yes,
the next verse. Do you know what I mean? Just to kind of make it, you also have to be kind of, if you sang this in a pub, you have to, you know, the attention of the audience is, they're going to be listening to it, no, right, okay.
Oh, yes, yes.
The person too, if it's the same along the way.
You can,
if it hasn't been changed at all.
Yeah.
The other song that we were, I know you have it on your, you have it on the phone there, so it's.
This one is.
Yeah.
Oh,
I have it under here for you.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Now, who will wear the breeches? Come, all ye men, where you be, and listen to my lamentation. I've courted a girl beyond compare, and I loved her above admiration. At Lenten time she became my wife, 'twas not for beauty but for riches. And oftentimes it caused great strife to see which of us would wear the breeches. Oh, Paddy Kane, it is